This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, not only do we enjoy the Farm Progress Show for the innovation that gets showcased, but we also get a chance to hear from ag policymakers that talk about the issues that face the industry. There was no shortage of those conversations at Boone this year. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was there, as was House Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania. The Farm Bill and the ag economy were hot topics discussed, and one of the people who was both an interested observer as well as a voice for the industry was Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg. And we talk with the Secretary next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
We caught up with Ag Secretary Mike Nagg at the end of the second day of the Farm Progress Show, and he talked about how impressed he was with the show again this year, even though he said he might just be a little biased as to who has the best show site between Boone and Decatur, Illinois.
And honestly, it's been a great show. Here we came off of 11 days of just an amazing state fair, and honestly, even though the forecast had been for some really hot temperatures, it's been pretty comfortable here. Winds moving a little bit, and it really been nice. Huge crowd today, and I just love being, this is honestly, you could literally go up and down every single row here, see something different, something interesting, something new, and talk to a whole lot of folks. So I love being out here, and love being able to showcase really the greatest and newest and innovative things that are happening in ag.
Farm bill was definitely a hot topic at the show, and the main reason is that we may soon be 2 years behind a now seven-year-old piece of legislation that was built on information gathered about a decade ago. The frustration being is, do you know of anything else that hasn't changed in the last 7 to 10 years, especially with the pandemic in the middle of it? So why isn't the farm bill?
It's time for language to come out of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and you know, there's always a negotiation, but you've got to get the text out there and get going on it. So I remain, you know, hopeful that we can get something done. But you know, I think the reality is, of course, that the election is coming really quite quickly. But it would be nice if we could at least get the Senate version of this out, so that work can be done. And when the negotiation happens, that you're not just starting, you know, at square one, that you've been working on that. So I think GT gave some indication that there's reason to be hopeful that that can come together. But the House did its job. We need the Senate to respond in like fashion.
Of course, crop prices and the ag economy were also another very interesting topic.
Reminded by somebody that it's bushels times price equals, you know, revenue, right? And you can play with that equation, but it roughly works out the same every year. So, you know, certainly you're trying to push yield, of course. Look, you know, we've talked about this throughout the year. It's just there's variability. I am hearing from, you know, it was at the fair and then also here at the Progress Show, that folks are kind of telling me that it feels like crop was running out of moisture a little bit in some places. And now we've had some rains here and there, that here we are at the end of August already, but it might be the finishing touches on a crop. I think all indications are we're sitting on a large crop. We're already sitting on a carryout from last year that's significant. So, I mean, yes, thinking about those crop conditions, but I think there's a lot of folks thinking about, we've got a large supply. What are we going to do with this? And how are we doing on the demand side of the equation?
You can find our whole conversation at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.